We're continuing with our Shu'urim on Otzotzchai. We are now on Shah Ha'iburim, on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and in Matuk Midrash Chalek Basis, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. So this is a new Shah, nothing to do with what we've learned Mogen Tzelen. This is something new. It's actually a little bit of a chazal. It's quite an easy, straightforward parrot.
But this is a Hemshech.
No, it's not a Hemshech, that's what I just said. It's not a Hemshech of Mokhan.
But I didn't mean that. I mean, is this not a binyan Aleph to base a Gimel?
Yeah, but there's no Mukhtam or Mokha here. He's...
Well, literally, this could have been.
Yeah, this could have been there, yeah. Actually, I think it would have been more suited after Anach, Shah Anach at the beginning. It would have been, I think, more suited to continue the Ibur. But the case of what we're not talking about the case of what we spoke about in the past few Shul. But that, rather the Ibur, through the Kamash, we're talking about the Ibur of Zah, which is very interesting to know, because all of our Voida is in Zah, right? Zun is the Atzilus. So it's interesting to find out how was he born and what's the process involved here. So this is Be'etzem a Hemshuch of actually Perik Aleph Anach. There we saw that obviously Bina, which is Ima gives birth to Zah. Okay, that's fair. Now, in Ima, we split Ima into two different types of parts, so from which is called Ima Elayin and Tfuna. Again, this is just a review of Perik Aleph D'Anach.
Yeah, well, just to get this fine-tuned.
Yeah.
If this is a Hemshech of Perik Aleph, why did
Perik Aleph of what?
Of Anach.
Anach, yes.
Yeah, so why didn't the Anach put it there?
Again, there's no more. He just, this is the Shmuz that he came in and then.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't mean that this is not the Hemshech of Perik Aleph. This is what is the Hemshech of Perik Aleph. The water not before as well is Hemshech of Perik Aleph. It's Kiilu.
Exactly, there are many Kishorim between one Perik and the other.
If you're on the top of Gemara, you saw just the Gemara, and then you go back and Rashi from the beginning. So, why didn't Rashi from the beginning?
Whatever, there are many kshori between them, so either could have been here or there. It's not muchach, but it's not me'akiv either. So the kids, so we have the apatzuv called bina, and it's called the imai loin and tfuna. Okay, so you can just imagine one apatzuv on top of the other apatzuv. So the top apatzuv has 10 spheres, and the bottom parts of it have 10 spheres. So specifically, we're going to focus on the sphere of Yesod. Yesod of Ima Elohim is where the Yesod is, right? In the Nahi. Also, in the parts of Shetachta, which is Tfuna, we also have a Yesod over there. Now, when you put both parts of them together, Ima Elohim and Tfuna together, you're going to have a third Yesod. We're going to look at those two parts of as one big part of and count them as 10 as opposed to 20, 10 spheres as opposed to 20 spheres. I'm going to see Yesod is bang in the middle between the two Patsuf, and it's called the Makom Chatach. Makom Chatach. And those three areas, three different Yesod, help to do the Tikkun of Zah. Means like this, that we know that the Zay Malachim broke and fell into the lower worlds called Bri Yetziyasiyah. Now, when it comes to the Zman HaTikun, now they come back up. Now, where do they go exactly? They go back into this big Patsuf, which are called Ima. Okay, which is made up of these two parts of him, Ima Elohim and Tfuna. They're going to go specifically in the three different Mekoymas, which I described, the three different Yesodas. So the lowest Yesod, which is the Yesod of Tfuna, is going to rectify the Kalim of Zun. The middle Yesod, which is Makom Chatach, is rectifying the Nitzutzos of Zun. And the top Yesod, which is actually Yesod of Bina itself, or Ima Elohim, that's going to rectify the Neshomas, the Neshoma, right? Which is the All, right? And therefore, the acronym of Anach. Oivus, Nitzutzos, Kelim. We're going to be fixed up in these three different Yesodas of this big parts of called Ima. Now, by the fact that these oils go into, by the fact that this anach goes into ima, that's a form of ibul, isn't it? Right? This ganze binyan of zah goes into ima, that is the ibul that we're going to speak about. Right? They go inside of ima, as a child goes inside, and the tipa, the zerati is going to go inside of ima, and that's going to consider to be an ibul.
But this is through our avodah, no?
Huh?
Tikkun of Rapach is through our avodah.
That's right.
So but till now we are speaking about the creation of Zah, not the Tikkun of Zah. This Keter and Chulu Chulu.
Right.
It's just the creation of Netzach Ol Yisrael Harishon,
Nei
Yerishon Nei Achol.
We were describing the Metzias of Zah. Yeah.
And now we're talking about something that after you've got the Metzias of Zah done already,
yeah.
But we've got the problem with the Rapach and Tzatzuris.
Right.
This will be the, a new Ibul, new.
But it's more than Rafach, because we're talking not only the Rafach and the Tzutzis, but we're talking about the Kelim as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And also the Oilers that didn't go into Atzilus.
To Brim.
Into Bria, that's right, Bia. The Oilers do not go into Bia, they stay in Atzilus.
Malchus Atzilus, yeah.
Right, they stay into Atzilus. And they will now also all go into Bina for the Tikkun.
They will or they won't?
Yeah, they will. Yeah, all three of them, yeah.
Through our Avodah.
Well, no, not really, because we affect really Be'etzev. You could say it's a goma, but it's not directly, because we direct our focus on the Birurim, which fell into Bia.
Kelim, you mean?
The Kelim and the Metzutas, yeah.
Okay.
The Oilers, we have no really kesher with them. The Metzutas, anyways.
The Ibur of the Tvuno and Makom HaChatach, yeah, is through our Avodah.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you don't, so there is no Ibur. So only Ibu automatic of the Oiris, but not on the...
Well, that's the old Shiloh. What happens if you don't do the Avoid? Is the Tikkun going to happen, or they're not going to happen?
So have a Meiler or not?
Huh?
It's been that many times. We'll have a Meiler, but you have a Shiloh to it. We'll have a Meiler, you don't have a Shiloh to it.
He spoke about this during the Kavanas.
No.
No, not now, sure.
Really?
What I missed, sorry.
No.
It's clear. It's clear that from the Achronim, from the Kubalim, that the avoid the Tikkunim, I should say, will happen whether you're mishtatif in the pool or you're not mishtatif in the pool. So manaf kamin, you get the beginning, or you get tzchar, or you get.
This is about the beginning.
You say kilu, we are.
I just get this word Ibor translated correctly. You say by Ibor the fact your gestation, or you're talking about there's a creation from it.
No, Ibor is a matzav of a child in a stomach of a mother.
Yeah, no. In other words, it's a growth process.
Yeah,
it's a growth. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But there's no finished product or anything. It's simply a matter. I'm just trying to work out
we'll see as we go. Like, you see, it's going to grow like a normal evil that we see in this world. What we see, whatever we see in this world. A woman having an Ibur 3 months, and then 6 months, and 9 months, and then she gives birth. The exact same thing happens with Pat Sofen, so that could be a good idea what we want. Right, so we'll see.
You see much Nisim.
Yeah, we'll see Nisim and the flux. Right. Okay, so now let's go. Perikalef. Okay, so that was just the introduction. Now, oh, by the way, the tikkunin that happened, by the way, in the Ibur we spoke about last time was the three different types of tikkunin. One type of tikkun is we know that one of the multiple reasons why the Zayim Malachim broke, right, which is the Zat, or we call them the Zun. Why did they break? Because they had Sigim impurities mixed into them. And since they had the Sigim mixed into them, therefore they had to, like a Keli Cheres, needs the tumor. The only way the tumor can come out is if they break it. Shvirohu. The Shvira, who is Taharoso, and therefore that's why the Malachim had to die. So the fact that our Voida will take out the Birurim from Bia and the Saleg the Nitzutzus from the Klipa doesn't mean that it happens altogether. Doesn't mean that it's in Gansin, Poker from the Tumor. Mm-hmm. There's still Tumor still attached. And it has to go into Bina in order to misalik the rest of the tumor. That's one tikkun that comes out to misalik the sigim. Second tikkun that happens, b'maye imo, is that the kavim going to form. As we know that the whole sibul of the kilkul, again one of the sibuls, is because we're all b'chad samcha, standing one on top of the other. They weren't coordinating their efforts, and therefore There was no synchronicity between them, and therefore the Shefa, the awe was too strong for them, and therefore they broke. So in B'mayimo, they're going to have the formation of the Kavim. And the third one is the fact that we know that when they came out, they Anaim De'ag, they only came out with Ben. Malchi is the Ben Be'etzem, right? Ben. Right? We know that Ab, Zagma, Ben, those were the main four building blocks of everything that we know about. So this was only the Malchi as a Ben, Atipa Tipa, which broke. When they go into the Mai Imo, they're going to Tashlum of the Tishus Sfilos of the Ben and the Ma'a Chadash. As the Sfilos of Ma'a Chadash comes along, Mashlim the Ben that broke, the Malchus the Ben, and they're going to get the Hashlam. Okay, so those are the three different Tikkunim that we saw. That just to form an introduction. Let's go back to Vihine. Atam Lama Hutzvo Zun Lit Aber Gab Me'ani the Imo, which is Baruf. The reason why it had to happen in that way will be explained to us in these next pokim. We learned in Shani Kudim Perktes. Okay, so they're giving us a nice little very simple introduction himself. Before the world of the Netzios was created, we know that this first world, the most important, not the first world, the Ak was the first world, the most important world for us in our void is Atzilus. Yatzu Atzilus Sfilos v'cholos kol oilam Atzilus v'cholos. Right? Came out the 10 Sfilos from their name, the Ak. V'yatzu nifchodu zu v'zu, and they came out separate from each other. V'ki hayu zu l'matu v'zu. One was on top of the one on top of the other, right? We know v'chinas u'shuz rabim, chad samcha, one on top of the other. V'zu mikabeles m'zu shenemala, v'lo yashum echa mehem v'chinas patzav. And none of them are patzav. Again, why do we call them oilam ha'nikudim? Before the world of oilam of Atzilus came about, we call oilam ha'nikudim. Why call oilam ha'nikudim? Because they were immature, very small dot. They weren't patzav. Patzav is the opposite, a completely developed Mesukendika area. Mashigim Nikudas are tiny little dots. And therefore, that's another reason why they broke, because they were immature and premature, so and therefore weren't able to recover the light. Rak hayu besod b'cholos, v'kol achas hayu klulom, klulos mikulom, v'haya klulos mu'uru bahem, v'kol echad mahem, v'hayu bilti seder v'tilkum. So in Mevor Shorim, the Loshon is a bit more neat, I should say. That what does it mean over here? Because it's sort of a steal in terms. Because he's saying on one side they had no connection. It was echad lemalam ha'sheni, and each one was separate. But nevertheless, he still says that each one included each one. So that seems to be mashma that there was an iro, there was a tikkun between. Because what's again the yisod of tikkun is the yisod of halboshim. One fits into the other. There's a connection between them, and therefore they can support the intensity of the light. So what does he mean? What's dafka? What's lav dafka? Is it the attack that was separate, or that they were one to the other? So in mevoshim is mevoah that they had both bechinas. But the Iker Bechina was Takeh, that they were one on top of the other. But nevertheless, each Sphira had 10 Sphiras inside of it. Right? Again, we had 10 Sphiras, and each one had 10, that's 100 Sphiras, and each one had 10. And when you have such a micronism of each one, and each one is doimed to the other, the way the spiritual world works is that we don't bring things too close together. Per se, what happens is things that are similar in nature automatically gravitate to each other. That's the way it goes. That's what we call smichas. The smicha always happens because one is similar to the other. And therefore, since each one by definition is the exact same one, because each one has 10 spheres and each one has a kesen, which is the malchus, and so on and so forth, by definition, the ma'uva of one to the other. That's only in the premature state, but what's more dominant is that they're separate. Okay, let's continue. V'ad she'achaka atika kadisha. You should know this klal in the Zohar. Every time it says atika kadisha, because we know there are many parts of it. One is called atik, one is called arich, and abba ve'ima zun. Atika kadisha in the Zohar always means arich. Okay. Itkan galme b'kadvisa. Meaning it was nitkan b'atzmo. At first, Arich was the first Patsuf to come about. Beit was Atik, the first part, but since it's not Ne'elam, we don't really speak about it. It's the Kotel Shel Yud. Kinizga Bereish Idraba as Svir Zekes and Nase parts of Sholem Be'eset Sviros Ve'nikra Bechinas Aris. And as we know, the process of Tikkun was at the end, you have these 10 Sviros came out. Kesem Tol Malchus. What made the Tikkun? The Tikkun was is that Kesem grew into a huge part of called Arich. Ve'az, Sviros Zekes and Nase parts of Sholem Be'eset Sviros Ve'nikra Bechinas Arich. Ve'achikach, Mechochma Ve'bina, Nase Zaba Vima. The next two Sviros that came out was a sphere called Chochma, a sphere called Bina. They grew up again into Abba of Ima. Kimo, Shinzbarul El. As we saw in Shah Atik and Perik Aleph, all this, how they became, how they grew. Vine, Ata Bewa Es Zman Netikun HaShever HaTachtonim Datsilos. Now this is the focus, because again, all their avoidance is in the Zun. Now let's see how they got Mesukim. The Zayin Tachtonim, or the Zun, or call them the Zayin Malochim. All the same words. Hashem Ahem Nasi Zun Achet Tikkun. Now, what came up? Chesed Gvurah Tivah Netzach Hod Yesod Umalchus, which is called the Zun. Zun meaning Achet Tikkun. That's called the Parzuf. Before the Tikkun is called Sfiros. Hine, Hayim Betchil is called Achaz Me'eh Muvdolos Mechaverta Hevdel Gomor. They were like, again, the Yesod of Tohu, of Kilkul, was there no connection. Hevdel between them. ואז נקרא מרשוס הרבים, כמו שכתוב נאל. איך? אז איך לסיבה הזו יש לא יוכלו הכלים האלו לקבל האור שבתוכם ונשפרו ומסו. Since there was half dull between them, there was no connectivity, no connection between them, therefore they couldn't support the light, therefore that's why they died. לכן רוצה למעתי לעליון לתקנם, therefore they actually want to fix them. ואי אפשר לסכנן, אלא אם כן יתחברו כל הבק ביחד. And the only way that there could be a tikkun in the Zayin Tachtonim was to put them all together in something which we call the Vak. The Vak. Vav Ketzavos. Yikashu zeh v'zeh v'sod partzuf echad mekushorim zeh v'zeh k'niska la'er v'viu ha'partzuf mekushor derek kavim ma'inyon. That's yesod, again, many times you see this, yesod of the tikkun is kavim. Kavim. Alidei ken yazu liyos v'shusei yochid. Yichushu Dabi means there is a confined everybody in this particular Rishus Yochid communicate very well. That's why they're all living in the same compound. Shu parts of Ichad Kolul Nikra Za, and that's what we call Za. That's the Vak. That's the Vak. Now he mentions over here just got a note. He says Lotzor Tikon Lo Yitzurichim in the Kachval. Remember, this is only the Zayin Tachton. Why not? Because we see that the first three came out begimel kavim, kesa in the middle, chokhmah to the right, and bina to the left. So they taka didn't need any, and therefore they didn't have to go into the mother's stomach either. Regav maya ima, all everything we've been talking tonight, it goes into the mother, into the ima, into the three different yisoid. That's only talking about the vak, but it's not referring to bechlal the kachbad, the kachav, I should say. Okay, now. Okay, so let's continue. Okay, so far so good? Yeah, very cool. Va'omna. Kedei shikashchu v'itchavru yach. And again, we're aiming for the kavim. Why the kavim, by the way? Why does kavim make tikkun? Anybody know? Why is kavim more than tikkun? Okay?
Better order.
You know what?
Well, one on top of the others also, or no? That's up though. I think it's more correct to say there's more order in one than, you know, three different kavim.
When it's a bina get too much or no chesed get too much or, yeah. So this or can't go to the one just underneath, just to gvura. It has to go to yesod and bina and chesed doesn't see yesod. It's far below. There's no connection between them. When you got the connection, so when there's too much oil, I can, the oil which doesn't fit for me, fit for Yisoid, I can straight away send it to Yisoid.
That's right. They can make the light, and they can make an equilibrium. Between them, that's called the miskel. That's what the Zohar says, miskel. Now we know, every time the Zohar says miskel, we understand what it means. There's an equilibrium between them, and therefore they're able to carry the light.
But all of them,
Okay, and then we go back to page.
Like when you eat tomato, you can't eat tomato too much. You can't eat salt on its own, but tomato with salt you can eat.
Yeah. Who puts salt on tomatoes?
It's a balance. Yeah, you're separating the way. Now we're going back to how the taka the tikkun. Now you're coming to a little bit of details here. That's going to go back into the mother, right? The ima is always the mokama itchabrus. Yichabru v'kashru yachad yichud gomu yotzu achkav bisman haleidim. Then there's going to be a leidim. Now we're going to see the leidim after we know after 12 months, right? Yud base, because that's the kedim again. I don't know if I said at the beginning, but we know 12 months. Yeah, that's right. We say anach, right? There's three different areas we have to misaken. The oilers will take us 7 months to misaken. Then the tzutzos will take us 9 months to misaken, and the kelim will take us 12 months. So misaken after 12 months, it's not adding them together, not 7 plus 9 plus 12, but rather after 12 months, you will misaken, zicho, everything. Okay? Ubechin is part of irad miyuchad bekol. And therefore you have a shlemedike part after 12 months. Now, v'gam svira ha-shvi shehi ha-malchus nikra nukva deza. Now, even we talk about the vak. Now, what about the nukva? Now, even her, hutzruch shegam hi tie kolula imahim. Right? And the way the base lechem yehudul is, he learns the source of a kasha. Because even her, that means that the habamina is here, that she's not nichlal in the vak, because the vak, you can say that each one broke because they needed one another. But the nukva is a svir b'fnatzma. It's a svir b'fnatzma, and she's self-contained. She's not connected per se to the vak. So therefore, why did she have to be bechlal in this whole sipur? So the answer is letzor ha'yichud harui la imza bara kenoda. Because Enochanam, she technically could have been separate and she didn't have to get into this whole business of going back to the Mayi Imo and get the Tikkun.
Why not?
Because she didn't, because there's no Chisson per se.
There was a proper Shvirin Malchut.
There was a Shvirin Malchut, right.
So you need to be attacking this.
Okay, you can attack her separately. A separate
Ibo.
What?
Are you attacking it without Ibo?
Yeah, she'll have a separate Ibo. She'll have her own Ibo. Without together with Zu, they all designed the Vav Ketzavos and the Malchus all went together into Ima. Lav Davka, they can have two different Zmanim. You can imagine that the Vav Ketzavos, which is all Za, goes has an Ima, but comes out Masukah, and the Malchus goes into Ima a different time. She have a Shabbat Tikkun, she come out by herself. I should have her own tikkun.
I understand, but why you would not say that for any other sphere?
There's only chesed until yisod is part and parcel of the vak. The vak. Chagat nai. That's the vak.
Vak is together.
Yeah, vak is together.
Malchus
is always is nukva deza.
Why the ibo need to be done together?
Together, right. The answer is, he says, because the way he wants to learn is that the evil could have happened in two different areas, two different times. But the reason why it's happening all one time, because in order to make a yichud between them, in order that it should be like for like, should be a tikkun together, they broke together, the tikkun together. Mm-hmm. And this is the bat zivug of Zah. Right. Either way, he could have found a different zivug.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is the bad zivug of Zan. Therefore, they had to be all together. Okay. Okay. Very good. Now let's get into a little bit more details over here. The nevaya ata mahu inyono ibo. Okay, a little more detail now. The neema ki halo shtei bechinos yesh beivo. Okay, we'll see. Well, let me mark to you exactly what's going to go on. We know in all three of the Kavanas that there's always two Bechinas that we work on at the same time. Well, not Mamash at the same time, but we work on Bechwalas, we always focus on these two Bechinas. The Bechinas are Chitzonius and Pinimius. In all things, right? Sorry, Erzeloka. Everything has an interior, everything has an exterior, whether it's a cup, a human being, a chair, whatever it is, always the interior and exterior. Therefore, since we are negea, the avoidance of Hashem that we're doing is negea to tikkunim, we have to misakin both of them, the chitzonius and the pnimius. Now, in the chitzonius, you'll find that there are three different levels of the chitzonius. There's the chitzon of the chitzon, the emtsar of the chitzon, and the pnimius of the chitzon. Right? There's a thickness to this. So there's the outside of this outside, there's the middle part, and then the inside of this outside. And then the inside, you'll find those three chalukim as well. The inside of the inside, the emtsar of the inside, and the chitzon of the inside. Okay, so that's six altogether. Now, the ibul that we're speaking about is a mode of tikkun. It's a method of tikkun. Now, these iburim will come later. Now, let's talk about the ibul. The ibul is going to happen in two of those kelim. Two of the kelim. The hainu, when we're fixing the pnimius, of whether the pnimius of this or the chitzonius of it, there's going to be an ibul for the pnimius. And when we're working with the keli chitzon, whether again with the pnimius of that keli chitzon or the chitzonius of the keli chitzon, it's going to also have an ibul. Right? So come to us, whether you look in the pnimius of two iburim, and the chitzonius of the two iburim. So these two iburim are four iburim. You have four iburim. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what it says. Let's see that again. Divai ate bao inyan en ibur. Venema ki halo shtei bichinas yesh b'ibul, is two iburim, right? One in the keli chitzon, one in the keli pnimius. V'kol v'chein b'chinas kolula, v'kol b'china kolula, m'shnei b'iburim hem arba. So there's going to be four iburim, means two in the pnimius and two in the chitzonius. V'yo devor. Sh'betchilas hakol hayuzum b'sod ibul. What does that mean? V'u b'chinas tlat kililan tlats. V'nekudas amalchus kolulo imayim. Achakach nolad v'ayazman yinika. V'akach higdil v'ayel ibo sheni letzorach mochim shelo v'az nika zman gafes. Again, as we know, there's three zmanim. There's ibo, yinika, and ibo and yinika, and what else? Gadlus. Now, gadlus, you can say, we have different names for it. Nika, zman mochim. Mochim the Gadlus, we'll call it Gadlus for now. So those are the three stages. Now, Ibo, Pshut Gemashma, still in the Ima. Still in the Ima. Yinika will take 2 years. After it's born, it takes 2 years. And the whole Zman of Katnus. And then finally, when it's time for Gadlus, it goes to Yeshiva. The boy goes to Yeshiva. And there he gets his Katnus, he gets his Gadlus. And that's the third Tekufa. Now, in the first and second stage, you'll find an Ibo, believe it or not. So the first stage is Poshur. So the Ibo comes out. That's an Ibo. Okay, there's Ibo stage, and they'll come out this way later. And also in the last stage of Gadlus, you also find an Ibo. That's when he's going to get his Mochim, the Gadlus. It's all going to also find that they come from outside the Ark, and they're going to come into the Zul as an Ibo, and then it's going to be a later. Okay? Now, let's go back. Ibo is a pshat, a child in a mother. Now the Gemara says the Nida that attack. What does a child look like? In the Ima that the chag is on the nai. The nai is on the chag. It means the child's leg is by his chest, right? And his head's between his chest, so you don't really see his head. So it looks to us as tlat kilin and tlat. It means the nai is on the chag. So all you see is a nai. So for that stage, we call it the keli chitzen. The keli chitzen. But etzim, as the Mefarshim speak about, the keli chitzen include the kilim soy. Except the kilim soy is inside the keli chitzen. Okay, so therefore we speak about the Ibo will include a tikkun in the keli chitzon and the keli pnimi, and the keli inside. Venitza shem shnei iburim comes out, pasach hakol, the two iburim. Vehem shloshe iburim, vehem shloshe zmanim. Three different zmanim, two iburim, I explain. Ibo betlat keli lantlat. That's the first stage, which we call the keli chitzon. The Yinika, which includes also the Yinika stage. Again, because the Chaga, the Yinika stage of Chaga, is included, again, Tlat Kelil Tlat, is included in that. And also the Zmanim of Katniss, it grows, the child grows till it's called Godo. Ibo Sheni is the Mochim, which we call Gadlus. V'arem b'chinas aches b'sod chitzonius. And all that's going to happen in the chitzonius of the Patsuf. V'achakach, lo va'achgar ha'isa lo acheret shnia. There also are different ones. Dugmosom b'shlosh zmanim b'shnei ibulim. We call it the tzor pnimius. Now, again, the three stages we spoke about, the ibul, yinik, and gad, is also going to happen in the pnimius of the patzav. Bo'ofim she'em, shisha ibulim. Comes out that we have six. Sorry?
Shisha zmanim.
Shisha ibulim.
No, deret ibulim.
Yeah, I have shisha, it's a mistake.
Dereti bulim vav zmanim.
Yeah, that's a mistake. Actually, it doesn't make sense here. Don't so. So loma. You have shisha or dalet?
No, good.
So obviously you have four bulim, and shisha zmanim. You have six zmanim. Hagam shazmanim hem shisha, aval ibulim shbeim enu rak arba. That's clear. Now. Yeah. Okay, so what do we come out? Okay, so therefore it comes out that, again, let's just speak it out quickly. You have a chitzonius of the patsufim that you have to work on, and you have the penemius of the patsufim you have to work on. In the chitzonius of the patsufim, you have three levels. You start from bottom to top. You have the Keli Chitzon, Keli Msoi, and Keli Pinimi. In other words, you have three stages, Ibu, Yenika, and Gadlus. And in the Ibu stage, you have an Ibu. And in the Gadlus stage, you have an Ibu. And then in the Pinimi side, you also have the exact same thing. You have three Keli Chitzon, Keli Msoi, Keli Pinimi, which are connected to the Ibu, stage of Ibu, stage Yenika, and stage of Gadlus.
Why do you speak about Pnimi, Emtzei, and Chitzon?
Otto the Sefer, we'll see in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the Chora, it's three stages in time, it's not three different things.
Yeah, but it's three stages in time, fixing three different types of Keli.
Yeah, it's the Yenika is only after the baby is born.
Yeah.
So it's not... So as long as the baby is not born, there's no Yenika. Once the baby is born, there's only Yenika. Once the Yenika is done, so there's no Yichin. But it doesn't work together. It's not. I can't be metaken the three together at the same time.
No, that's what. Yeah, that's what I said. I didn't say they're together. I said there's three different kelim and three different zmanim.
Yeah, but if the pnimi and chitzon, you speak about one kelim which has the three chalokim.
One kelim which is the chitzon. That's the kelim.
So let's say chitzon. Let's say chitzon is the first ibu.
Let's call it chitzon de chitzon.
Yeah, chitzon de chitzon.
Okay,
at this stage, there's nothing yet. There's only this. There's no emtzei and pnimi.
Okay, so that's it. So that's the stage of ibul. So you fix out the keli chitzon of that, of the chitzon.
Okay.
And then
you have emtzei and pnimi.
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is, when it first grows, even at this one stage, the keli chitzon, you have keli chitzon. They ask the question: why is there no ibulim? Why is no ibulim? In Keli, in the Keli Msoi. Why is it not Ibu Kimsa? Because we said there's an Ibu in the Keli Chitzon, and there's an Ibu in Keli and Keli Pinimi.
Yeah.
But the obvious question is, why is it not Ibu, or some type of Ibu, in the Keli Msoi?
Because then it's just a growth of itself without.
And Gadlus?
There's no Mechin.
What?
You need to receive new Mechin.
Well, she has right. To all stages.
Huh?
By definition, in Ibu, there has to be growth in all stages, isn't it?
Right, that's part of the cash, right? Yeah. So the Ibu is just another word for growth. So it's growing either here or there or there or there.
Yeah, but as long as there's a certain size of the vac, there's no shaykhus to the mechin. So you need first, so you got the vac. At the beginning, you got three. Then the birth gives six, but it's too small to get the mechin. So you give the vac zman. To grow on its own, kinike, mibachutz, and then when it's a certain type in the in certain zman in the.
Yeah, but the vac starts already from the ibo stage.
A very small vac.
whatever the size is, but at the end of the day, it should be an ibo.
No, I'm sorry, it's the time. You say bar mitzvah, get the moichin, and he's not inside there's no ibo for this.
No, there is an
Ibu. No, for Moichin, yeah, but that's the Bar Mitzvah stage. But in the meantime, all the Zman Yenika, there is no. It's Ibu Mibachut, Kilu. It's a Gadlus, I get the Yenika.
Okay, so why didn't you call it Ibur? Whatever it is.
Ibur is inikami bifnim.
So what's that? I hear you say. So he says over here, he's quoting the base letter of Yehuda. He has his cash. He says, Ki keli and soy ain't sarich Ibur bifna atzmo. Only in the middle stage is Mistah, there's no Ibur. Mm-hmm. But by the way, this is never, we're on Shai Bur and Perik Aleph.
He knows.
All right. Ki chelke hakelim vanitzutzos shel kelim tzoy. Remember, we're working on three different facets here. So the chelke kelim vanitzutzos shel kelim tzoy, the yinika, olu min abriya, v'nichnasu b'may ima b'ibur rishon. ואחר כך, לידס כלי החיצון של הזה, נשאור חלקי כלי אמצו בבטן אמא, ונסברו שם בזמן יניקה. ונכנס ונתקו בזה על ידי יניקוסם דר פיו מאמא, ונתקן בו כלי אמצו. You got that?
How's hard as anything?
Wait, sir, I'll read it out to you again. Listen to it. Remember, there's three different things that we're fixing. We're fixing the keli, we're fixing up the nitzutzot of the zayin tachnon, and also fixing up the oils.
But still, still growth.
One second. Therefore, we're going to concentrate on the last two, the keli and the nitzutzot that we have to concentrate on. Now, the keli and the nitzutzot of the keli and tzoy, the yinika, all of min abriya, they go up from briya, right? And nichnasu b'may ima b'ibor rishon. They're going to go inside. It's ima, and they're going to get fixed. Va'achgar leida keli chitzon sheloza nishoru chelke keli imsoi b'beten ima. So the first thing, the first leida is the keli chitzon. Okay. The keli imsoi is not born yet. V'nidboru sham zman yinika, because it takes 2 years. For Yinika, right? Mm-hmm. And we'll give Yinika 2 years. So it stays there much longer because what comes out first is the actual Kelim, which take 12 months. Mm-hmm. That's the Keli Chitzon. The Keli Emtsoi will take 2 years. So it stays there, he says, based on you, the Keli Emtsoi stays in the Mai Imo, is Mibayr, Venichnosu Venitkinu Beza, Alidei, Shinokem Del Piv Imo. When she gives, when she's feeding, that's where Venitkan Bo Keli Emtsoi. So there's no two iburim. It all happens b'shas meiser.
No, but then you got mufim. Okay.
I'm saying we're asking why in the middle stage of keli emtsoi, why is no ibur? We're only saying there's an ibur in the keli chitzon and the keli pinimi, which refers to the ibur stage and the godless stage. What about the yanika stage? Why is there no ibur there? Teretz says it's nichlal in the first stage. They all go up together into the mother. That is considered the unique in getting your ibur, but it's not b'shem, lo olam b'shem, because it's nichlal in the keli chitzon. So the keli chitzon of 12 months comes out, it continues onwards. So it's not nikah the ibur, because it was takah, it was there, it came up together, it was the keli, keli chitzon.
It's still growth.
It's growth, right. Right. We'll talk about the initial kenisa, that's the ibur. The initial kenisa is lo olam b'shem, because it came up with the keli chitzon.
It was
okay. So let's continue. So therefore, again, we have two iburim, both on the tzad of chitzonius, and both on the tzad of the pnimius. Okay. Now he's going to tell us what does this mean exactly, the chitzonius and the pnimius. Now listen to this. That's very important. Why ina chitzonius and pnimius ma'inyano? What does this mean exactly, chitzonius and pnimius? And he says, "Chitzonius hu b'chinas mitzias ha'olamos." The worlds are called chitzonius. Okay, good. Now the pnimius hu b'chinas neshamas. Okay, and he says as follows: "Ve'inenu kine bezun al yeder ze b'chol ha'partzof." Now we're going to focus our concentration on Zun, that tzivus is always where we do all the beruim, but this applies to all the partzofim. Yesh tei b'chinas, there are two b'chinas here. Achazi b'chinas chitzonius b'hem, v'hu k'dimin guf elin shomu shebifnim. Right, the guf, so just imagine we speak about the lomas, the big abstract, just think about, he says, the arizas, think about a guf, that's also chitzonius. Omizeh chitzon is the zun the atzilus, and this we're going to refer to the zun the atzilus, the zun the chitzon is the zun the atzilus. Nivru kol olamos kulo. Okay, so from the zun, from the chitzonius of the zun, the atzilus is going to create all the worlds, including ours, which is bria, yetziah, sia, kenoda. Okay, so if anyone asks where the world's created from, you know they're created from the zun. To be more meduyik, when the zun broke. Why did they broke again? Because they had sigim inside of them. So the Rav told us early on, the sigim should put betoch the chitzonis, the zun, the atzilus. They created the worlds. So it's not the fact that the kelim of zun broke and fell into the world, but rather more meduyik would to say when they broke, they created the worlds. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's saying over here. Okay.
What do you mean they created the world? Isn't that the same thing?
No.
Aren't the only most of the chitzonius just broken chitzonius?
Yeah, but where did they come
from? It's not something else.
Where did they come from?
The chitzonius of Zah. Mm-hmm.
Of Zah, right. So when we say they
it's
broke...
It's not they come from them, it is them.
No, the loshon of the Rizas, they broke and they fell into Bia.
Oh,
so it's mashma, there was worlds there, Bia. And, they, you know, when were the creation? He didn't tell us. Mm-hmm. But it's clear over here that the chitzonius created Bia.
But there's no record about the creation of Yetzirah and Asiya according to that.
No, there's
not. No, we got only a idea that this broken part went into Bria or created Bria. But what is Yetzirah and Asiya? Bish.
What?
According to what you say.
There's three parts to the Kelim.
What? No, the Kelim go on into Bria, not in Asiya.
No, they go to three. No, again, when the Kelim break.
There's three
Kelim. They create. The chalakim on the kelim when they break.
Yes.
The chitzah, the emtsoi, and the pnimi. So yeah. Zun, when he broke, yeah. The pnimi created bria. The emtsoi
created the pnimi. The chitzonius.
The
chitzonius.
Yeah. The emtsoi yetzira and the chitzonius.
Chitzah
the
chitzah.
Yeah. Ah.
I think it's
amazing. In Rapach, we didn't see that. We didn't see that in Rapach.
We mentioned.
No. Not you. The so Sam didn't bring.
No, they don't. But this is more Rosh Hashanah. This is more Rosh Hashanah.
Ah,
yeah. You won't see those details here and there. You see more in the Shakavonis, if I'm not mistaken. But more than Rosh Hashanah see this.
Well, that's a different Chalkei Tefillah. You're fixing different parts to build up the Zah for that day.
Yeah, Chadmana. As soon as you're bringing it up, you're obviously bringing it up from Asiya to Bria, Asiya to Yitzhak.
There's different parts that you bring. Bring Chitzonis up first, and then say, then you bring up the Panimius. And then you bring it all up to Atzilus to become fixed.
Yeah, when we get there, we'll go into the detail. Right. Yeah. Now, Mikikol anivroim v'abchinas sheyes, kulahem b'tziul demus parts of Adam keniska b'sefer zohar, reish parshas toildus v'zilu shoyna.
Toildus.
Yeah. Kol shayfe v'shayfe ikre Adam. Every aver and aver is called an Adam. V'afilu amalochim kulam. Hem bechinas chitzonius de zun datzilus. Now this is a very very powerful line here. And the Leshem Yud goes to town. Not here, obviously. We finished the Leshem a long time ago. He left us in the Kudus Paragima, but in Shah Tanta he brings taka this to Shai Burim, and he brings a raya that the yisod of all things is Odom. All things are created in Odom. So whether you're looking at an Odom, whether you're looking at a behemoth, whether you're looking at a leaf, whether you're looking at a rock, he calls it all Odom. Ki kol nivroim v'abchina sheyesh, everything there is. There is absolutely no exception. Kulam hem b'tziul d'mus parts of Adam. It's a paradigmatic line here. Paradigmatic line. He goes on to it. He has a steer in the Arab and he's a preemphas and says everything is part of Adam. Sure. Akoponim. So therefore, we have a coming out that through the chitzonis, the zun, the atzilus, that's going to create everything from onwards. And it's going to create everything from the Chitzonis point of view in the form of Olam.
That's all the Gashmis things.
Yeah. Olam yesh b'china shniya. V'hi p'nim yesh shebo. Shehi ke'ei neshoma shel guf shebuchutz. Again, the p'nim is just imagine as a neshoma. V'china zu nivro kol ha'neshomas d'b'nei Olam ha'tzadikim. Right, it's not only in the Chassidus Shesforim. The b'nei Olam ha'tzadikim. All the Chassidus Shesforim, the tzaddik. What? He's a Chassid. Yeah, nishmat az chorim miza, and nishmat az nukvim min nukva deza. Okay, so that's how women come about, that's how men come about. different because we know it's dun, ducho and nukva in za. So the nukva de za the hainu. So that come out that the neshamas are older, and the neshamas of nukva. So anybody asks you where the neshamas, the makor neshamas comes from.
Doesn't mean the neshamas of all the Jewish people, really.
Yeah.
All the amekulim tzaddikim.
Yeah. The pure neshamas, that's what he means.
Pure neshamas.
What?
For neshamas achshayim,
we'll have another
place.
There's
nothing
as a neshamas. All neshamas are pure, but what?
Yeah, lepuk is going. They're going or not,
though. Yeah, we'll see. All neshamas. Yeah, we'll see. There's different areas you can come. You come in the shamas from the world of Atsiras, the shamas of Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. The shamas come from all different stratas of the hemispheres.
The Atsilus.
What?
Yeah.
Abria. Well, isn't it? Atsilus is Meluvash inside there. Okay, we'll see. But over can nishmat tzadikim hem yoyse penimim hem alochim kula. Right? It's not Moses Sefer. You know, we hear about this a lot in the shamas of Bnei Klal Yisrael or Hayda Malochim. This is where it comes from. This is the Makor. Okay, it's also in Sha'an Nun at the end of Eitz Chaim. Okay, Nishmat Tzadikim and Yosef Penimim and Melochim Kula, Chutz Me'aneshomes, She'em B'chinetz Briyeh Tzia Siya Kenova. So it's right first that also there are Neshomes from Briyeh, and Yetzia, all different stratas, they come from all different places. V'gam Neshomes Elu, Em Yiyeh B'chinetz Penimim, אל ארץ המלוכים, אל ערך המלוכים, אשר הם מעולם ההוא, שממנו חוצבו הנשומס. כמו שביארנו במקום אחר. אוקיי, אין שעה גלגולים מפרק, פרק
יתסף. So you're saying that the neshomas, which are makor, they're quite low down from Yetzirah,
yeah.
But the makor of them is higher than the malochim of Yetzirah.
That's right. But not higher than the Malachim of Bria.
Yeah.
So again, so you have the Malachim of Atzilus, who are
Chitzonius
of the Olamos, right? Compared to the Neshomas, which are the Penimius Olamos. But again, and then you but, right? And then when you go a stage further down, the Malachim of the Chitzonius Atzilus will be greater than the Neshomas of Bria, and so on and so forth.
Okay. So where are the Malachim created from exactly?
We'll see. The Shah Malachim coming up. After the Shah Ibu, Shah Malachim, we'll see the speak about the Malachim. Now, but who saw the Hen El Elam Tzaku Chutza?
Malachim. We're talking about Malachim, not Malachim.
Yeah, Malachim. Yeah, Malchish Shalom, Ma Yivkoyu. Ma Yivkoyu.
Malachim, not Malachim.
Malachim. No, what? Not the kings.
Malachim.
It's not Kiyas HaTorah. He
sounds the same.
Now, Hen Elam Tzaku Chutzah. Yeah,
Malachim.
Mar Yivkoyon. V'dor Shul Chazal, the Gemara says in Chagiga, the Hamad Beis. V'afilu Malachim Shalom. V'afilu Malachim Shalom. You remember the Gemara, yeah? The Gemara says the Shana there, the Amish to cry. The Gemara says he doesn't cry. The Gemara says the chiluk do between the penimius and the chitzen, whether he cries. Rashi in the story, whether he cries in penimius or the chitzen. He cries the penimius. No, he doesn't show it, but he cries outside. The Gemara says that the filo
inside when he cries.
Ain atzivus lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu elu bebechinat bebeis gavai, right in the penimius, velo bebatu bodrai, and not outside. Sorry, not outside. Only that's right. Now inside, and not outside. And he says the way v'makshe gemor bebatu brai lo v'akziv. It says in the poster that Hashem tzevakot beyomahu lebechiv lemisbet. So you see, taki does cry b'chutz. The kol kia, ashma skol here. So you see, there is a type of bechiv from outside. The Gemara answers, Shani Besa Mikdash, Shafila Malchus Shores, Malchus Sholem, Bochu. In the poster, the Gemara, Ki Elam Tzakur Chutz Malchus Sholem, Mari Bochu. So even the Malachim, the Malchus Sholem, they cry.
Ah, because it's, and that's Bote Baroi.
Yeah, Bote Baroi means the Malchi outside cry. And the Gemara says, Aloshon Afilu Malchus Baroi. So he's going to go, here's a kashi on the Gemara. Why does it say even the malachim cry? I feel it. Tzachul Avin, Maya Afilu Kama, Manishtonu Elu Malachim, Mimzulosam. What is the difference between those malachim which are called Malchei Sholem, and the other malachim? There are many different types of malachim, Ofanim, all different types of malachim. Why only they cry, or even they cry? Atche Huschu Lashmeinam Chidush Afilu Hem Einam Nechnasim, in the Pnimi, so they don't come inside. So the answer is, aval im aniska lefi ma'ishtekol lefi what I just told you now in the movie, ki lios shekol amalochim hem bechitzonius v'anishomas mipnimius. Hine yesh bechinas malochim shehem kruvim yosim ele neshomas etzadakim yosim neshah malochim v'hem nikroim malchi shalom. Though the closest that we have to the pnimius of atzilus is the malchi shalom. That's the name. Mao the tema shekivon shebechinazu yesh leilu amalochim al hashar hikat malochim shem mikablim neshamas tzadikim tzadikim kishniftorim alam azeh. What's the tafkid of these malchus sholem? That when the tzadikim leave this world, they're accompanied by the malochim. Malochim come and they say bo yovo, like the pasuk says, "Ramu kavu yovo sholem, come tzadik," and they take him to the olam haris. Kemo shamu ruchavotim zatzal. Lachei nikrim malchei shalom. Right? Malchei shalom. Mitzad b'chinazu, haye epsha, b'sad b'chinazu, epsha she yikansu, therefore, meaning, there's a have a meaning, that maybe you come to penimius ima neshomas, maybe they go into the penimius, so as the neshomas of tzadikim are going, leaving this world, and they're being escorted into the penimius of oilam, maybe the malochim, which are on the chitzonis, maybe they'll accompany them as well. There's a shmainan. That's me'enu shafilu hem omdim b'chutz. That's right. Eilu nechnasim b'fnim. Even though they're so close and they're accompanying these neshamas, Ava b'kein, that's the afilu in the Gemara. That's the afilu in the Gemara. I know the Gemara explains, well, not the Gemara, but the Inshan Nun explains that these malachim, though, the Pasuk says, hen elam tzaku chutza. Those are different types of malachim. And Shanuz explains to us this different madregas of the chitzonis, the penimis of the chitzonis, and the chitzonis of the chitzonis. The penimis of the chitzonis, that's what we've been talking about now, the malchus sholem.
Yeah.
And the chitzonis of the chitzonis, the names are Erelam.
Uh-huh.
So that's what they either they are bochu, vafilo malchus sholem, even them.
Even ones not mentioned in the pasuk.
Even the ones that the Gemara mentions. The Gemara mentions Malchei Sholem.
Right.
Even them, the pasuk doesn't mention even their crime. Even the pnimis achitzonis are crying.
Who said that?
In Sha'am Nun, in Yitzchayim.
Though they do cry.
They do cry, yeah.
What's that afilu then? It's the other way around. Because we said the Batei Gavoi there's crying, Batei Baroi there's no crying.
Right.
And the Kiddush was the Churban Beis Hamikdash, even Batei Baroi cry.
That's right.
So you shouldn't say even the Malchei Sholem. Means even the chitzonis, we're not crying.
No, of course we're crying.
Yeah,
so even the penimis the chitzonis crying.
Why is that afilu?
If
there's crying, there's crying in the Bote Gavoi, not in the Bote Baroi.
No,
this is all Bote Baroi. Bote Baroi is the chitzonis. And in the chitzonis, you have two different types of malachim.
And the Gemara,
the chitzonis, the chitzonis, which the pasuk is referring to, the elam.
Yeah,
they cry. That's actually.
And that's what said the line before that. In the Gemara.
Which shit in the Gemara you go? That shit in Batei Baroi, yesh
b'chiyah. Normally, not the Churban Beis Hamikdash. The rest of the time period where there's no Churban Beis Hamikdash.
No, I'm referring to the Beis Hamikdash.
No. But without the Churban Beis Hamikdash, where would the crying be?
Where would the crying be?
Normally, because the Gemara is mechadish that there's extra crime when it comes to the Churban Beis Hamikdash. But that's much when there's no Churban Beis Hamikdash, then there's a chilek between Batei Gavoi and Batei Baroi.
Yeah.
And Pashas Batei Gavoi is where there is a crying, and Batei Baroi there's not.
No, I think there's
no.
So he's not going with Rashi.
Yeah.
He's going with the other
one. Batei Baroi lo.
Batei Gavoi lo. Yeah. But Bara, yes, you may have thought that those.
It's going to be like Rabbeinu Chanan or Rabbeinu Gershom.
The other one, yeah.
The other one, not Rashi. Okay.
You may have thought that that those malachim, since they're mamash nearly inside, so they can't cry.
I see.
Even malachim sholem are crying because they're still chutzah.
That's what Gemara says.
I see. So then the whole thing completely different.
Yeah.
Very different.
Go. Let's just finish off the perek. Aval im aniskel. But Ian is going to move on now. Okay, that we just finished. So let's just finish off the last piece over here. So he's just going to summarize what do we have so far. Vinington came. Shevetchila hayuzu bebechinas chitzonia shalem belvad. So the beginning, what do we do? Okay, we always fix out the chitzonias first. Besod ibo tlat kelinun tlat. That's the nayon lechagat. So already in the ibo stage of a vak, but it's not nikah, it's called a nayon. Achikat noldu, then they were born. Vayelahem zman yeniko. It takes 2 years. Va'achga bolehem mochim ibo sheni. Right, that's called the ibo sheni. Ibo sheni. Va'achga pam shniyot. Hayelahem kol shlosh bechinas elu. So again, so you had the ibo stage, yenika stage, and finally bolehem mochim, which means the godless stage. That's the ibo sheni. Va'achga pam shniya. Hayelahem kol shlosh bechinas. But this time, bebechinas pinimius shalem. Shai betlit betchila sod ibo again tlat kelilan tlat va'achka zman yenika va'achka. Then the ibo sheni letzorah mochin. That's the mochin the godless came in. Okay, so therefore that was the haschola of a little of an introduction of the ibo and the zah. And then next part is going to be more leinyan, exactly again into the technical business. How was Zah born? How did it come about through the different sections we're going to see?
Yeah.
Okay.